Okay, so we're learning the Afan Beis, and we're starting from the second Tashema on the Amud, and we're in the middle of asking Kashas or Rav Chista. Rav Chista was mechadish to us that Tumtum Lekuli Yama is a suffix, what it is. Even though we have in the Mishnah that there are button hold that Adroiganus is a barrier of the Atzmai, that means it's not a Zakar, it's not a Kev, it's its own category. It's called Adroiganus. Rav Chista told us that Tumtum is still like a suffix, Zakar and a Kev. That's what Rav Chista told us. And he said, Lekuli Yama. And therefore, Lekuli Yama, that is a suffix Bechar. That's what Rav Chista said. Now we're asking Kashar and Chista. Tashema. It says in the Psukim by Oila. This is by a Shlom, actually. By a Shlom. It says, Im Zakar and Nekeva. Shlom could be brought either Zakar and Nekeva. It says, Im Zakar and Nekeva. And we dash in Zakar Vada and Nekeva. It has to be a Vada Zakar and a Vada Nekeva. Veloi, Tumtum Vajoyganis. And not Tumtum Vajoyganis. And it can't be a Tumtum Vajoyganis. So, what do you have to be my Tumtum? We're saying it's a suffix. Kavishma, we know what it is. Either Zakar and Nekeva. We don't know what it is. So, it doesn't need a meat. So it's a kashim rav chista. And the Gemara is something we can't tumtum. Let's take out tumtum from here. Let's take out tumtum from here. Tashima, right? It says in the pasuk, this pasuk is by Ola. It says zachar, and we dash zachar in a kevik. Shulam mat the zachar says zachar again. Shein tamalei mat tamalei. Why do I say again? Lohitzi tumtum vajoyganus to exclude tumtum vajoyganus. Again, if tumtum is a suffix, what do you need a pasuk to exclude it? So the Gemara, something we can't tumtum. We're taking out tumtum from here. We'll remove Tumtum from this Braisa. If you have Chista, we'll remove Tumtum from this Braisa. So that's what we're invited to with Kashas Arm Chista. Toshma, it says in the Braisa, Hanevad, that's some behemoth that you served as a Varezara, Vahamukso, you set aside for a Varezara, Vahestan, Vahamachir, that's something that was either switched for a dog or it was something used for Znus. So those things are all possible for carbon, but Tumtum Vahadroiganus. And Tumtum Vahadroiganus also. That's a lach of all these five, six things. Kulon, mitamim begodin v'sabliyam. The lach is that a oif, a nevelas oif tahar, that becomes a nevela, it's mitama when you eat it, and it's mitama you begodin also, when you swallow it. So it says that these type of oifos, that's a nevar or mukso or tumtum adjoigidis, since it can't be brought as a carbon, if you do malika on it, it's a nevela, and it's mitama begodin v'sabliyam. Abliyazo emer, Tumtum vajoyganis, amen tam begon vesabliya. Leza says not matam of gon vesabliya. Why? Sure, Leza Aimer, kamokum shadam zakhar on a keva to mighty tumtum vajoyganis. Only things that need a zakhar or a keva are memayat from tumtum vajoyganis. Mibunayim. But oif, hoivly nama by zakhar on a keva, oif, since it doesn't say zakhar on a keva there, because we know by oif, you don't need a zakhar or a keva as kosher, there's no dafka, and you're not the mighty tumtum vajoyganis, mibunayim. So you're not mostly tumtum vajoyganus from name. So what do you see from this brisa? So it's a raya both from the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Eliezer. They both say that tumtum, the Tanna Kamma says tumtum is matama begodin v'sabliya. And the problem is that if it's a suffix, why is matama begodin v'sabliya? Let him leak be good. Why? A oif doesn't have to be a zakhar or a nekeva. It can be either one. So tumtum is a suffix, but monoshach it's good. So why is Tam Gav Vesabliya? That's the right from Tanna Kamma. And the Kashar Blaz is, well, it says that oif, since there's no Zakhar on the Keva, there's no Mia to Tumtum Vajoyganus. Mashmat, there would be, if it did say Zakhar on the Keva, there would be a Mia. It's a Suffolk. So if it's a Suffolk, there's no Mia on Suffolk. Torah is not Mayat any Suffolk. So it's a Raya both from Tanna Kamma and for Rabbi Eliezer that Tumtum is not a Suffolk. That's the Kashar on Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds Tumtum is a Suffolk. And here it's a Raya from the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Eliezer that's not a Suffolk. Because the Tanna Kamma is very clear like that. Tanna Kamma says that it's a malika, it makes it a vela. L'chayra, if it's a suffix, umarav shach, it's kosher. So the Gemara, some account tumtum. We'll take tumtum out. We have to take tumtum, remove tumtum from this brayso also. Because brayso will be a kasha on Rav Chista. We have to remove it. Toshma. Yeah, we're doing a lot of revising over here to help out Rav Chista over here. Toshma. What? Yeah, it's different rice. It's different rice, yeah. Toshma. Rav Eliezer Omer. Hatreifa v'akalayim v'yetzidofin tumtum v'ajoyganos loy kadoshim. The law is loy kadoshim and it's loy kadoshim and loy makdishim. Treifa kalayim v'yetzidofin tumtum v'ajoyganos. The law is loy kadoshim makdishim. What does that mean? The Gemara explains. Omashmu loy kadoshim v'tmura. It means tmura can't be chal on it. If you make it into a tmura, it can't be chal. Even though tmura is chal about mum, it can't be chal on these things. It can't be chal. Tumtum vajoginus can't be chal on it. Levakdishan lies as tshuma, and if it's kadosh, it can't make a tshuma. And Rashi says, how was ever kadosh? How was tumtum vajoginus ever kadosh? Rashi explains, it was kadosh because, let's say, it was born from a mother who was kadosh. But, and if, you know, if it's kadosh, it cannot make a tmura. Both tumtum vajoginus can't make a tmura. So, what? It was born Kaddish, one Kaddish. After the mother was Kaddish.
The mother was Kaddish, it was Kaddish, it wasn't
Uber. Why? I don't know why you never got that Uber, when it was born.
It has become Kaddish when it was born.
It was born from a mother was Kaddish, it becomes Kaddish. That's halacha. The guy says, Vlad is Kaddish and Bahavayasam. The guy says that when it was born. That's what I'm asking you. The Gemara says, Dafka Vlad's Kaddish and Dafka's when it was born. If you want my diamonds. So I'm not sure why you want it to be Uber. I'm not sure what the difference is anyway. But either way, that's how it became Kaddish. Either when it was Uber or when it was a Vlad. The guy, the halacha is when it's a Vlad. The halacha can make a Tamura. And it says tumtum vajoginus. L'chayr tumtum zasafik. L'chayr you have to be chayshish for tmura or making a tmura. So the Gemara samikan tumtum. Let's take out tumtum from here. The next raya we're not going to be able to say anymore in the revising. Toshima. Rabbi Eliezer Omer chamisha. It says five. Loi kadoshim, loi makdishim. Five can't be kadosh, which means it can't become a tmura. It can't make a tmura. Ve'lohein hatreifa va'kalayim v'yitzadoyfim v'tumtum va'adroyganus. Treifa, kalayim, it's David, and tumtum adjoginus. So here he says tumtum, ay, it's a sophic, pritim hakanami samikam tumtum. Here, take out a tumtum, havalu abba. It comes out, it's four, not five. If you take out tumtum, so here you can't take out tumtum. And for the Gemara, apik tumtum, va'ayal yosoim. Here, you're going to take out tumtum, and you're going to put in yosoim instead. And when you take out tumtum, you revise it, and you put yosoim instead. What's yosoim mean? The Gemara Chulin says, that remembers. Then Gemara Chulin says that if a baby is born, the b'shas, the mother dies, that's pasul of carbon. It's called yosem, look from a pasuk. And therefore, that will be the fifth one that's lo kedoshim v'lo makdishim. Like upon him, we saved our chista here from all the brises, we took out the tumtums, and Rav Chista holds that it's a suffix, and we're still sticking with that. So Dr. Olema Ketanoi, maybe Rav Chista says that a tumtum is a suffix, maybe it's Mechlekes Tanoim. Maybe it's Mechlekes Tanoim. Let's see, let's explore if it's Mechlekes Tanoim. We have a price that says like this. Rabbi Loi Oyma Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Adroigenes is a Bechar, who? It's a Bechar, because Pashas means it's a Zachar, Muma Imai, and it comes together with the Mum, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Bechamarim ain't Kedusha Chalav, there's no Kedusha at all on it, and the Nafmina's got a Giza Va'avoida. There's no kedusha chal on it at all, Chama said, because it's a mum. It's a berry of Neatzmai. It's a berry of Neatzmai, no kedusha chal on it at all. Rav Shimon Yehuda Amar, Rav Shimon, Harei Yoimer, HaZachar, the Pasuk says HaZachar, Kamakom Shem HaZachar, Ein Lohoitzi, Tumtum Vajoyganus. Ein Dem says HaZachar is coming to exclude Tumtum Vajoyganus. So, Rav Shimon Yehuda says, Shimon Rav Shimon, that HaZachar is coming to exclude Tumtum Vajoyganus. Both of them are berry of Neatzmai. Saying they're not included in Zachar. They're both a berry of Neatzmai. You see a kasha Rav Chista. You see a kasha Rav Chista. V'chi teim v'som v'kan tumtum will take out tumtum. Then it comes out. Shimon Yehuda and the Rabbanan are saying the exact same thing. They're both saying that on Dragon there's no Kedusha Shchal on it because the berry of Neatzmai. So what is he adding on? It must be he's adding on tumtum. V'chi teim v'som v'kan tumtum. Shimon Yehuda and the Rabbanan. El alav tumtum v'kav na'ayot. The difference between Shimon Yehuda and the Rabbanan is tumtum. Tanakam Savar and Kedushachal Olov Androgynous. Tanakam holds the Kedushachal Androgynous. Why? Because the berry of Neatzmai, our Tumtum Sveka, who Tumtum is a Sophic, Kaddish from Sveka. And on the side, it's a Zachar, it's Kaddish. But also, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Lameimar, and Rav Shimon Yehuda comes and says, Tumtum is also a berry who, below Kaddish. So it comes out, what Rav Chista said, it's really a Machloikis Tanayim. If the tumtum is a berry of Neatzmai, let the world know it can answer like this. Look, Nakuliyama tumtum beberia loy misafka. Everyone holds tumtum is not a berry. Like I've just said, it's a suffix. Zachon vekeva hud de misafka. It's a shaila if it's a zacha or a nekeva. That's the shaila. So what's going on here? What's the beer on machlokes there from Shimon Yehuda and the Rabbanon about tumtum, if it's chal and tumtum or not? So you say a naya chiddush now. About tumtum. It says, you know, tumtum, Dr. Rechista will say, you could tell sometimes what it is, a zach and a keva. Tumtum is a behema that it's its makom of the zakhus and nakvus is covered, and you can't see if he's a zakhur or a nekeva. So he says you can make a test. Matal mayim makom zakhus, if it's matal mayim in the place where the zakhus usually is, the kuliyam le pligi the zakhur. It's for sure a zakhur, because how in the world, if he's in a keva, how did the mayim get over here to this area? Keep pligi. When is there a machlokes? But matal mayim makom nekevis. When it's matal mayim in the makom nekevis, mar sovar chashinu shem and hefcha zachus rekvusa. One man there holds that even though it's being matal mayim in the place where the nekevis is, but maybe the zachrusoi, which you know can move a little bit, went back towards the nekevis and it was matal mayim there. So maybe it's taka zacha. I it's matal mayim there because when it got covered over, it got bent over towards the back. Or mar sovar loy chashinu. So Rav Chista will learn that the machlokes in the Braisa is talking about a case where it was matal mayim makom nakvus, and therefore the Rabbanon hold that's still a safek, because they hold that maybe chashina, maybe zachrus went back to nakvusa. Therefore, Rabbanon hold tumtum is still a safek, and maybe it was a bechar, maybe it's a zachar. And Rav Shimon Yehuda says no, it's a shor not a bechar. You know why? It's a shor nakevi. He holds nachoshish that the zachrus went back to nakevis, and Rav Chista will hold that our Mishnah also could be talking about that case, that it was a Suffolk, it was Matal Mayim, Makom Nekevis, and our Mishnah is also going, that's a Suffolk, and therefore Kuli Amma, Tumtum is a Suffolk, Zacha Unakeva. So that's how he learned all the Machlekes, and everything's good. But Avadi Ho'ol is not a barrier of Ne'atzman. Avadi Ho'ol is not a barrier of Ne'atzman. And Kiho, the Hoy Rav Eloi, like Rav Eloi, Taka Paskin, it's the Gaurus Rav Eloi. Okay, how the Hoy Rav Eloi, Behema, Matal Mayim, Bemakom Nekevis. That the Behema is Matal Mayim, Bemakom Nekevis is Chulin, because he paskined like the Mandi Omar that was Vadai Nekeva, and therefore, a Tumtum, that was Matal Mayim, Bemakom Nekevis, Rav Eloi paskin, it's Mamash Chulin, Legav Bechar, and it's Vadai Nekeva, and it's not Kadosh at all.